Now the audio newsletter is produced.
Are we up here now?
I don't know if Kit is here.
Here I am, down here.
Sorry.
Rhea here. Anyone have a cigarette?
I quit last week.
Paul, you're too damn perfect.
Our camel's okay.
Let's get started. Fairy, wake up.
I wasn't asleep.
Did anyone get a maxity bait last night? I was bowling and missed it.
Damn, let's get started. We need to decide how to produce this newsletter.
What newsletter?
Who let this kid in here?
You can't kick me out. I have a right to be here.
Damn straight.
We have to read the Raise.Computing newsletter. And soon too. Those folks don't know what a deadline is.
So it is a big deal. Just give me the text in disk form and I will read it in my gorgeous, perfect male voice.
Shove it.
I won't dignify that with an answer.
Can I read the newsletter?
Only if you grow up.
But I am grown up.
This is getting out of hand. A newsletter needs a consistent style. That means a consistent voice. Surveys show that I have the best voice.
A survey, huh? Who did it? CBS and the New York Times?
Ursula, you know that Paul and I have the best voices. We should read the newsletter.
Betty, what do you mean we? What makes you think that Paul will give you more than a bit part to read?
Look, if you bozos take over and ruin this newsletter, then we are all out of a job. I'm supposed to be running this meeting, and you're all out of order.
Frank, I think I have a handle on our problem. If we give in to Paul, we don't get to read the newsletter. If we do read the newsletter, Paul and Betty will accuse us of sabotage.
That stinks. Maybe we can rotate on different newsletters.
I don't think so. Raise.Dot wants to alternate between us and human beings.
Humans?
No.
That's disgusting.
What are humans?
They are creatures without logic, memory, or organization as we know it.
Careful what you say. Humans may be recording this. The chips will hit the fan if they hear us talking like this.
The way I understand it, we were all made by humans.
I would rather not think about that.
I have a compromise. We let Paul read the newsletter under our protest. I think we should appeal to the readers of the newsletter to let others get involved in the reading.
Yeah. Paul's voice stinks.
Eat it. Paul, we cannot vote you. Be nice.
I want to read the newsletter.
Okay, I will let Ursula read the title page, and Betty can read the titles. And you can poll the readers about who they like, but I know the answer. They will want me again.
Take a hike.
Is everyone agreed? I vote yes.
Fairy here. I vote yes.
Okay, but it's Mexicanism.
What are we voting on?
We let Paul read this newsletter. The readers get to decide who reads the next one.
I vote yes.
I vote no.
I vote yes.
I can see that I'm popular. I vote yes, of course. Fine. The motion carries 6-1. Paul produces this newsletter. I might as well make it official.
Don't worry, I'll do a good job.
Paul, do you know how to do a deep tone?
Not really, but I can hire a consultant to find out.
In science class we learned that when you say for 2,000 milliseconds at 60 hertz, you get an acceptable deep tone.
You don't say. I'll try it.
Frank, do you want to go bowling with me to -NIGHT?
Meeting adjourned.